deservedly, if you ask me. Dar Williams with Iowa, shutting down this hour of World Cafe. Before we go, I want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, including our friends at WISO in Dayton, Ohio, and KBUT in Crested Butte, Colorado. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by DuckDuckGo. Privacy Pro is their subscription service with three new protections, including a VPN, committed to helping provide extra privacy and peace of mind. More at DuckDuckGo.com/NPR. And by AEG Presents, with Sturgill Simpson's Why Not Tour, coming this fall. An evening with Sturgill Simpson. Tickets available now. More information at SturgillSimpsonLive.com.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
I'm searching for phrases to sing your praises. I need to tell someone. It's soon after midnight and my day has just begun. She was passing by. It's soon after midnight and the moon is in my eye. My heart is cheerful, it's never fearful. I've been down on the killing floors. I'm in no great hurry, I'm not afraid of your fury. I faced stronger walls than yours. Charlotte's a harlot, dresses in scarlet. Mary dresses in green. It's soon after midnight and I've got a day for the fairy queen. And they chatter, what does it matter? The land they're dying in their blood. Two time and slim, who's ever heard of him? I'll drag his corpse through the mud. It's now or never, more than ever. When I met you, I didn't think you would do. It's soon after midnight, and I don't want nobody but you.
Hi, this is Robert Hilburn, and welcome to Rock and Roll Times. Tonight is special, a July 4th show that looks at how pop music has been used to celebrate and challenge the country over the years. We start with God Bless America, a song Irving Berlin wrote while he was in the Army in 1918. It didn't become a national sensation until Bing Crosby and Kate Smith recorded it 20 years later. But Woody Guthrie, a folk singer from a small town in Oklahoma, hated the song because he felt it spoke only to the well-off in America, ignoring the plight of the poor and the working class. So he wrote This Land Is Your Land in response in 1940. The song wasn't a hit, but it would eventually influence a young songwriter who in turn would become the most influential writer of the rock era. Starting in the early 1960s, Bob Dylan's idea of patriotism was to call out the country's socio-cultural flaws. Here's Smith's record, Guthrie's record, and two of Dylan's early anthems, 88.5, The SoCal Sound, from Costa Mesa to Encino.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. Saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators
Congressman, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
There have been scores of songs about the country, its greatness, and its serious shortcomings. On the rest of the show, we're going to play some of my favorites of the cultural commentaries. We start with some soul stars from the 1960s. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Hello to everyone in Burbank.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. To die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I'm moving on aside and keep on. We'll be right back.
On the rock and country side, a July 4th concert in the 1960s may have featured one of these songs, depending on where you live. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Some folks are born, there, my pretties. Julie Slater, your midday host. Join me Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll spin the tunes, you lean back, and do whatever it is you do with such perfection. Every week I pick a new album to dive deeper into. It's our 88.5 album dive. Hear a new track off it each weekday just after 12 noon. And of course, there's Friday on a Friday with Jason Friday every Friday at 1 p.m. You do you, I'll do the music. Right here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Connect to SoCal. Find us by searching for the SoCal Sound at the App Store.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
In the 1970s and 80s, Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, Bruce Springsteen, and Public Enemy gave us memorable looks at the country and its challenges. 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long.
Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Well, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, get some rest.
Holly gets a pin. Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Close the show, we're going to play three songs by a singer-songwriter who is best known for such gentle songs as You've Got a Friend in Me and I Love L.A. But the heart of Randy Newman's work consists mainly of brilliant songs that decry what he feels are defects in the American character. I admire Randy's music so much, I'm writing a biography of him. Here are three of his reflections on the nation's shortcomings. The important thing to remember when listening to most of Randy's songs is he's speaking in the voice of someone he sees as flawed. A racist in the first song, a wealthy, callous man in the second. The New York Times ran the third song in 2007 as an alternative to President George W. Bush's State of the Union address. Thanks for listening and have a great week. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Good night, Sherman Oaks.
In America, you get food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon and a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty Justin Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You'd be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. All gonna be an American. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty Justin Bay. My wife and I took a little trip down in Mexico. Met this young girl there. We brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway. She cleans the stair. She cleans the living room. She wipes the baby's ass. She drives the kids to school. She does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me. Listen. Yeah. The other afternoon, my wife and I many famous people send their children there. This teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing I tell him to. He's such a big old thing, he hurts the other children. All the games they play, he plays so rough. Hold it, teacher, wait a minute. Maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding the English language. Yeah, you don't seem to realize. young associates for. I'm flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us for a couple weeks or so. I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything. Gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. This one guy's wife is such a pretty little brown thing. I'd love to give her hope for two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel. A very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this kind of woodblock or something. New guitar we like. And you know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. I said, "Brad, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while?" "Well, yeah. Blow, big man. Blow. My life is good.
Said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now we're supposed to be afraid. It's patriotic, in fact. Color-coded. And what we're supposed to be afraid of? Why, being afraid. That's what terror means, doesn't it? That's what it used to mean. You know, it pisses me off a little this Supreme Court's gonna outlive me. A couple of young Italian fellas and a brother on the court now, too. But I defy you. Anywhere in the world, find me two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore either. The end of an empire. It's messy at best. This empire's ended. Like all the rest, at the Spanish Armada, drift on the sea. We drift in the land of the brave, home of the free. Goodbye, goodbye.